The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
And this is The Hard Shoulder, Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock. Inspectors visiting University Hospital Limerick have found the emergency departments to be grossly overcrowded. This after visits in the days leading up to St. Patrick's Day this March. We spoke to Sean Egan a little bit earlier, just before coming on air. He's the Director of Healthcare Regulation with HICWA, who carried out the inspection. HICWA, the Health Information and Quality Authority. And he outlined some of the issues they found.
We found that the emergency department is designed to hold 49 patients. There were an additional 50 patients on trolleys in the hospital on the day. There were 60 patients in the emergency department who had received their emergency treatment and were waiting to be admitted to the hospital on that day. There were a number of patients who'd been waiting an inordinately long period of time. One patient, for example, was waiting for a total of 116 hours to be admitted to a bed. So that's nearly 5 days. Clearly, that's not acceptable. And it really is a fine example of the deficit that exists between capacity within the hospital and the demand that is there in order to treat patients who are presenting with serious conditions.
You know, Sean Egan from HICWA speaking to us a little bit earlier this afternoon. Professor Brian Lenehan is the Chief Clinical Director with UL Hospitals Group is with me now. Brian, you're very welcome to the show. Sean used the phrase, he said it was not acceptable to have someone waiting 116 hours. I mean, that hardly goes far enough. That's indefensible, isn't it?
It's certainly not acceptable, and certainly would not be the standard of care we would aspire to. The patient or any patient who's waiting for a prolonged period in our ED for an inpatient bed, they are admitted and they are under the care of a medical consultant. But, you know, to receive the appropriate highest standard of care, they really need to be admitted to an inpatient bed within the hospital. And unfortunately, we simply do not have that inpatient bed capacity to deal with the demand that is presenting to our emergency department.
So what is causing this? I mean, some of those figures, that 116 hours I mentioned, is staggering enough, but there's, you know, capacity for 49 patients. There was an additional 50 there and an additional 60, again, who'd been admitted, but there was nowhere to put them.
What's causing it? There's numerous causes. One of the main causes is the lack of inpatient beds. In 2009, when we reconfigured the medical services here in the Midwest, the teamwork report at that time pointed to the need for 600 beds in 2009. Prior to COVID, we had 432 beds. We had 98 beds come on stream in the last 12 months. So now we have 530 beds. So we still are 70 beds short of where we needed to be in 2009. We have a modern emergency department that was opened in 2017, at which time the average attendance in our ED was 190 patients. The attendance on the day when HICWA inspected was 290. So there is a huge mismatch between the demand and our capacity to provide an inpatient bed for those patients.
That's interesting. And you're right. I've been down there. I was down, I think, the week before that new emergency department opened. I was lucky enough to get a look at it, a sneak preview. And you're right. State of the art and an absolutely wonderful facility. If it wasn't so overcrowded, I'm sure, all the time for the staff to be working in. 190 patients, though, being the average turning up as recently as that and now up to 290. I mean, there hasn't been that significant a demographic shift in just a few years. What's happening there?
You are right. There hasn't been a huge increase in the population, but I think there's been a significant surge in patients presenting to the ED who may not have had the same availability or been able to avail of the same level of healthcare over the last 2 years, with closures in outpatients, reduction in GP services, reduction in community services, and that is being felt at the front door of the hospital. Over 50% of the patients who present to our ED are self-referrers. They haven't seen a GP or another medical practitioner before they come to the ED. So they're coming to the ED out of necessity. Mm. It's just that we do not have the inpatient bed capacity to deal with the proportion of patients that then need to be admitted.
A consequence of COVID. That's what...
Partially a consequence of COVID, yes.
Do you worry then when you look at things like the age range of general practitioners in this country and in that part of the country, in the Midwest, and the availability of GPs, that that's a problem that might actually get worse before it gets better? people turning up because they haven't been able to access primary care?
Certainly from talking to my GP colleagues, they are very, very busy and they're very challenged. And there are, you know, a reduced number of practices. There are colleagues who are in single-handed practices who are either recently retired or planning to retire in the coming years. And that is a concern for general practice.
So in terms of the capacity then, right, that's the entry point, the point at which you try to move them through the emergency department. And as you say, you're still down, what was it, 70 beds? Is that what you said?
Well, 70 beds on the 2009 figures. Based on the most recent bed capacity review, we need an additional 205 beds here in the Midwest.
Okay, so 205 beds. I mean, have you the physical infrastructure to accommodate 205 beds?
So we have funding approved nationally to build a new 96-bed block. 48 of those beds will be new bed stock, and the other 48 will be replacement for the older bed stock in those multi-occupancy rooms that are problematic from an infection prevention control issue. So the construction on that block should start this summer, but it will take approximately 2 years to complete that. That will go a small way to relieving the congestion issues. And then we need to look at other systems and other processes to try and assist, working closely with our community colleagues on integrated care initiatives, on trying to manage more people in their homes or in the chronic disease hubs in the community. So it really is a total response from those that deliver healthcare here in the Midwest, rather than just University Hospital Limerick being able to solve the issue.
And look, I suppose the physical infrastructure, the physical beds are only one part of the picture as well. You need the staff to work on them. But I want to introduce Maurice Quinlivan, who's a Sinn Féin TD from Limerick as well. Maurice, I'm sure you must be hearing this in terms of feedback from constituents, the frustration that people in the Midwest feel about the performance of the hospital, despite the staff and the endeavours of the staff there.
Yeah, look, I get contacted. It would be no surprise to anybody to get contacted every single day, whether that's phones, texts, Facebook messages, but people will contact me themselves if they're at the hospital, or by and large, mostly family members of elderly relatives who are at the hospital. It's an ongoing crisis. I'm in the Dáil for 6-7 years, and I've been raising this from day one since I was in there. You know, when the new ED was opened in 2017, we were expecting, you know, it would be a massive improvement on the wage of ED, and that simply hasn't happened. Now, I had a concern myself at the time, and I raised with the health minister at the time, because the INMOU had a concern that it would be 24 plus trolleys every single day in the emergency department. We were told at the time that was not the case, that's not going to happen. Now, we'd nearly dream that would be really happy if there was only 24 people waiting. Unfortunately, it's very, very distressing. A lot of these patients, and Professor Lennon and Lois have spoken to him before, a lot of these patients will be elderly patients. Families will be in distress. You know, the COVID obviously was very difficult when families couldn't be with their loved ones while they were sick. And it seems to be no let up on this whatsoever. But there is a massive problem going on there. If you look at a similar hospital to ourselves, St. James's has attendance of about 30,000 people less than we have, and has more beds than we have. So, you know, that is part of the problem that we do have. But there are other stuff then that doesn't need to be done when people are sick but almost ready to go home but have nowhere to go home to. You know, there doesn't seem to be step-down facilities available. There doesn't seem to be home care packages, even though it might be approved. There's nobody to actually do them. And I believe generally the government have had a hands-off approach to University Hospital Limerick. It wouldn't be accepted if this was in Dublin. When I entered the Dáil in 2016, there was problems in Beaumont Hospital, and they don't seem to exist on the level that they had in 2016, because there was some sort of an intervention there. That intervention hasn't happened in Limerick. Yeah. And it's simply unacceptable, people. And look, some of the stories in the HICA report are shocking, but they're not surprised to me, to be honest. Like, I've been dealing with people who've been on trolleys who tell me, you know, the toilet is full, the toilet is blocked, they can't get a blanket. You know, the trolleys are packed up all over the place, ambulances can't get in, you can't discharge. you know, and it has been ongoing for years and years and years, and there seems to be no update.
I don't want to be too despondent on a Friday, Morris, but I mean, how hopeful are you that the kind of situation could be solved timely manner? I mean, even when you hear Professor Brian Lenihan talking about not only the problems in terms of admissions, but the problems in terms of people turning up at the emergency department, he suggests that's an issue that might actually get worse when you look at general practice. So you're bringing in a whole other part of the health system.
Yeah, I can't see any resolution for this in the short term unless there's a massive government intervention, unless different things happen. And what that would need to be happening is we need a major intervention. We cannot wait for Professor Lennon there mentioned the new 96-bed unit that's going to be delivered. And that will only be 48 new beds, and that will be delivered in 2 years' time. So we need to know what we're going to do in the next 2 years' time, because 48 beds alone won't solve the problem. We are short, I think you said 205, my figures were 204, but look, we are short those beds just for capacity reasons. We need to get those there. But there are problems, you know, and anyone will tell you in Limerick, and not just in Limerick, but across the state, the problem is the people trying to access their GP services. You know, the appointments will be waiting, you know, too long to get in. Now, most GPs I know will bend over backwards to get people in if they are genuinely sick, but people are being referred either by their doctor or referring themselves because they are sick. And I would encourage anybody who's listening to this who uses University Hospital Limerick, if you are sick, to go there, because I don't want the message to get out there that you'd be waiting for too long, that you don't go. And unfortunately, that's what I hear.
Yeah, that's the danger.
Elderly people, I hear from families who've taken people out of the hospital who've waited for too long. And, you know, you referenced, I think we referenced there a person who was 5 days on the trolley before they got admitted. And it's simply not acceptable. And something simply needs to be done. We cannot wait for 2 years.
Professor Brian Lenihan is the Chief Clinical Director at UL Hospitals Group, and Morris Quindleavan is a Sinn Féin TD for Limerick. Thank you both very much for joining me.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.